So don't get angry and bitter and worry about these things. You don't want to become an angry person. Now, it's okay to be angry in certain situations where anger is warranted. And the Bible says, be angry and sin not. But don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And don't become an angry person where Monday you're angry, Tuesday you're angry, Wednesday you're angry. And you know what? If there are things that make you mad like that, then just stop looking at them. This is the best way to control anger. If you want to fix your anger problem, stop getting around things that make you mad. Because, you know, sometimes we just expect ourselves to have some kind of a superhuman willpower or superhuman temperance. This would be like if you want to go on a diet and you're just going to, like, surround yourself with junk food and chocolates and candy and everything and just be like, I can handle this, you know, I can do this. You know, you're basically like that Gandhi style. I don't even want to go there. If you heard the Gandhi sermon, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But, you know, hey, let me just surround myself with temptation and just prove how much willpower I have. You know what? That's not what the Bible teaches. Because you know what the Bible teaches? Lead us not into temptation.
Right.
Isn't that what the Bible says?
Yep.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know what the Bible says? Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And by the way, one of the best ways to go on a diet is to surround yourself with the right kind of food and get rid of the wrong temptations. You know, if you surround yourself with all kinds of fruits and vegetables and low-calorie snacks that you like, you're going to do way better. You know, usually the time that I find myself just eating the worst things and just totally blowing my diet is when I'm in my office, I'm super busy working, and all I've got in my office is just, like, sweets and candy and, you know, all this. It's just like, and I'm just like, I don't have time to get the right thing. And I'm just, you know, this will work as a meal substitute. And it's just like candy bars and chips and, you know, whatever. Yeah, and then he puts all the wrong stuff in my office. You know, no, I'm just kidding. No, but you know, lately I've been putting some of the right things in my office, you know. See, I try to put like an apple, an orange, a banana, popcorn, you know, because don't tell me popcorn's not good or I'm in real trouble because I eat an incredible amount of popcorn. But, you know, it's high fiber, low calorie, amen? It's non-GMO, the one that I do. So if it's wrong, I don't want to be right. So the point is, though, you know, it just like you'd be crazy to surround yourself by candy bars and ice cream and sodas when you're trying to lose weight and you need to surround it with the right things. Well, here's the thing. You know, don't just indulge things that cause you to get super angry. You know, if every time you look at the news, you're just mad and upset, or every time you look at the news, you're getting stressed out, you're getting sick to your stomach, you're getting an ulcer from thinking about, you know, coronavirus and Black Lives Matter and all this junk that's on, you know, maybe it's time to just ignore it. And the world will keep on turning without you. You know, the derelicts can burn cities down without you watching them do it. It's like it'll still happen without you watching. You don't even have to watch it happen. And you don't even have to know the exact statistic on the coronavirus. And now it turns out that this number was underestimated. No, wait a minute. Oh, it was overestimated. No, here's the real number over here. You know, it's just like at the end of the day, sometimes it can become just detrimental to your personal life to pay attention to all that and get all mad and upset. And why don't you just realize that God is going to take care of it. And that all things work together for good to them who love God. Now, if you enjoy that sort of thing and you can look at that stuff without it bothering you, then you know what? Hey, why don't you keep up with every twist and turn of the Corona saga and the looting and pillaging saga? Hey, knock yourself out. But you know what? I've noticed a lot of people that it's having a detrimental effect on. Where I can tell that it's stressing people out, it's making them upset, it's making them angry. And, you know, it might be time to just turn that off for some of you, or at least take a break from it and cool down a little. Because the stress is going to kill you.
Right.
You know, God is going to punish our enemies, our haters, things that are going on in the world. It's all in His hand. So we don't need to worry about it. What we need to worry about is just being in God's good graces. That's what we need to worry about.